Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Spirit, Son. Thank you for the word that says that you command light to shine out of darkness, to shine into our hearts. So thank you for a word in season to refresh us and also to refresh others. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning, beloveds. It's just one verse this morning, Psalm 99, verse 4.
The king in his might loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob.
Hallelujah. So the Lord loves justice, and righteousness and justice is the foundation of his throne. And we know that the cornerstone of this new covenant is Jesus Christ. And that's where true justice comes in, and that's where right standing with God comes in without any fear or inferiority. Because it's of God that we are in Christ Jesus, who's made to us wisdom, redemption, sanctification, and righteousness. That's everything good. But it's just wonderful to look at this, and as I pondered about it, because he speaks about a right justice and righteousness is found in Jacob, and then knowing, you know, the old covenant, the everything we learn there, we find out what God loves and what God hates. And specifically when he talks about Jacob and then his brother Esau, he speaks about Jacob I love and Esau I hate, even before they were born. So these the Old Testament, all these guys in the Old Testament gives us pictures to clearly perceive, you know, what is right and what is wrong, what God wants and what God doesn't want. And then Jesus as the cornerstone and also the capstone of this covenant, the author and the perfecter of the new and a better covenant. We understand, you know, truly that's who we need to listen to, and who we need to look to, so as to be everything God made us to be. But thinking about Jacob, I had a wonderful time thinking about there, what's the lessons we get there. And you're straight away and at the beginning, when we look at Esau and we look at Jacob, you know, when you look at Esau, you see a man the world will look up to. He's a man that made the plan. He's a man that was a hunter. He is a man that you look at him and he looks good. And then you look at Jacob, and he's like a scoundrel. He's a supplanter. That's what his name means. But what happens in this scenario, yeah, and also just going back on their story as well, Esau, the things of God is not such a priority in his life. His belly filling his belly is more important than the statutes of God, that and he sells his birthright just because he's hungry. And so we can see that God doesn't like that. You need to bring him into the agenda, and at least Jacob's brought him into the agenda, even though he was a scoundrel. And I mean, that's why he wanted the birthright, because it was important to him. So having the and making the things of God most important, more than your hunger or what you want, is so important. And then when I think of it, how Jacob wrestled with God, I think immediately of that scripture. Denita already posted it. It was supposed to, we were gonna I was gonna put it on now after sharing the word. But where if you come to the Lord, it's like I was thinking of wrestling. It's like what was that word? Was
Reasoning.
reasoning. Let us reason together. And that him fighting with the Lord, I see it as reasoning together, where, and then at the end the Lord always wins. And at the end, Jacob doesn't walk the same any longer. He's got a there's a difference in his walk with the limp. And then he goes on to be a mighty man of God, called his name changed to Israel. So wrestling with God, reasoning together, things are going to change when you do that He takes away your sin, and he gives you more his qualities, his goodness, and he became a prince of God. Israel means a prince of God. So that's a lesson for us, guys. We need to make prioritize the word of God. The word of God must be precious to us more than our carnal, natural eating, seeing everything. We must have a love for the word of God, and then we must stand, and we must come to God with everything and the reason together, and then he will always just change us. That's so nice. 2 Corinthians 3:18, beholding the glory of the Lord, you are changed, amen, from one degree of glory to the next by the Spirit of God. So hallelujah, God has called us, he's holy, so we can be holy. He's separated unto goodness, so we can be separated unto goodness. He's separated unto us, so that shows God has made us good in Jesus. He's separated unto us, so we can be separated unto him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lekker dag, liefjela. Bye.
Amen.